Let me tell you a bit about socialism. A socialist system relies a lot on government oversight and regulation, and many of the major industries and services are owned and operated by the government. However, there is a private sector with privately owned companies. They do have to abide by the government regulations, though. The profit from government businesses goes to the government, but privately owned companies retain their own profits. A market for goods does exist under a socialist system. The selection is quite wide, and the prices are usually dictated by supply and demand. Regulations are put in place to prevent abuse and keep trading fair. Socialism also establishes fair trade practices with other countries. People can work any job under this system, with higher skilled jobs typically earning higher income. Training and education are usually subsidized by the government to some extent, or completely covered. This is funded by taxes. Taxes in socialist systems are typically high, with richer people being taxed more than poorer people. Those taxes pay not only for education, but also for healthcare, which is provided to everyone. The government also operates a social safety net to take care of people who might be poor, unemployed, or to take care of people after they retire from their jobs. The main pros are medical, social, economic, and political equality. It evens out the inequalities that exist in capitalism, and it makes political democracy work better because there is economic democracy. The main cons are the high costs, less entrepreneurship, and the high amount of power the government has.